I understand that you are putting your weight behind an initiative to support live music. Did I read that right?
You did, and not just live music, but really all arts and culture. And I think it's easy to understand right now that performers and touring technicians and people like that are out of work. But it's really so many more. It's millions of people, even including truck drivers, warehouse workers, concessions workers at arenas, that obviously this is affecting a lot of people. This is the We Are Events initiative, really started in the UK, and I think they lit some 700 buildings over there just to create awareness. In the U.S., that's also, I think it's a kind of a twofold thing. One is, you know, we just want to show support and solidarity for our brothers and sisters in the events industry. And again, not just performers and technicians, but everybody that's impacted, you know, and just, I think right now there's a lot going on, and to let people know that, you know, we're all in it together, so to speak. But two, to create some awareness for some of the legislation in the Congress right now. The events industry, the first industry to shut down, and it will be the last industry to recover. It'll be a long time, I think, before people are comfortable getting in an arena with 10,000 other people or a stadium with 100,000 other people. So I think it's going to be a while, and no business is built to go a year without revenue.
So what can we here in Bemidji do to help?
Well, I think it's a couple things. I'm really excited that the Paul Bunyan Playhouse and Supple Studios, Flying Dog Studios, the Sanford Center, and some other local venues are also going to light their buildings red on Tuesday from 9 to midnight. I think, you know, again, not just the events industry is impacted here, so we can make sure that the folks in Congress understand. I think a kind word goes a long way, too.
Sounds good, Ben. Well, is there anything else you wanted to add before you wrap this one up?
Probably. you know, like I said, I think it's about recognizing how deep the impact is, that the arts and culture industry, you know, it creates millions of jobs and almost $1 billion, you know, to the almost $800 billion, excuse me, to the U.S. economy. I think it's, you know, what's really key is how deep the percentage of devastation is. You know, that 94% of the people in the arts and culture industries are under or unemployed right now.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's a staggering percentage.
My goodness. Well, on the bright side, you know, the last time there was a big plague, the Renaissance was born. So we have that to look forward to.
Well, I think we're all optimistic. And you know, we know that human nature is going to prevail. I think we're all optimistic. But again, it's a matter of getting through to the other side. And you know, we're fortunate that we've been hanging in there. But, you know, we have colleagues, not just locally, but nationally. And, you know, if I said to, you know, to you or to the radio station, hey, I want you to come up with a plan to go 6 months or a year without revenue, how do you draw that up?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And that's the reality of what many people in our industry are facing.